Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and tonight's show is going to be an all prophecy show again. So I wanted to mention something to y'all too. I posted this on the JPH Facebook page, but I know a lot of y'all are not on Facebook. So I'll just tell you on here. A lot of people have commented on there or emailed me that they keep getting this or that number over and over again. And that was happening to me too. It happened for months. And, you know, every time you look at the clock, every time you look at this or look at that, you'd get the same, like, three number sequence. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And I asked the Lord about it a couple of times and just, you know, prayed and waited. Finally, He led me to the answer. The number I kept getting was a chapter and verse reference. And the verse was an answer to something I'd been asking Him about. And I wish that I'd written it down so I could tell you the exact story. But if you keep getting the same number again and again, go through each book of the Bible, just start at the beginning, and use those numbers, look up the verses in each book. Like if you get like 411, go to chapter 4, verse 11. Then see if there's a chapter 41 and a verse 1, and see what you find. Other people have tried this, and they got the same result I got. It was they found an answer to something they'd been asking Him about. And hey, post a comment and share with us if you get an answer too. If I can remember what chapter and verse it was that I looked up and what it was that it answered, I'll post mine too. Okay, for anyone who has never heard one of my prophetic shows before, the key to knowing if one of these words is for you is if when you hear it, when you hear the word, if you feel like the Lord is just speaking right to you, then that word is for you regardless of what whose name is attached to it, because a word can be for many people. So receive it and heed it. And if you really, really need a word, I've got, I don't know how many prophetic shows out there that have gone up over the years. I know I've done the last several weeks, I've done some, and I think I did some earlier this year, but I can't remember for sure. Okay, there is a woman listening, Lisa or Linda or something similar. You gripe a lot about how people are not showing you the kindnesses you want. But when the Lord moves on you to do a kindness for another, you won't do it. You refuse to inconvenience yourself even in the slightest way for another person. The Lord says you have an attitude of entitlement. That means you think everybody owes you something. And that those who refuse to show mercy to others will be shown no mercy themselves. You have 14 days from the date you hear this word to change your ways and begin heeding His leadings to show kindness and generosity to others and stop your complaining, or He said He will begin taking your many blessings. You have a very blessed life. He will begin taking your blessings from you one by one. Okay, there is a man listening to this. You have a gambling addiction. You're very sure of yourself. In fact, you're on a winning streak right now, and you've been dipping into somebody else's money and gambling with it, and then keeping whatever you win. You are about to get caught, and it will be at great cost to you. I think it is your employer's funds you are gambling on. It's your way of kind of giving yourself a raise. So that's how you justify it in your mind. You know, many thieves justify stealing from people this way. If you don't feel like you're being paid enough, so you just like steal something from your employer, that's very, very common. A lot of thieves get started out that way. But no judge will buy that argument, and you will never hold a respectable job again if you are convicted. Consider carefully, the Lord says, whether the thrill of gambling is worth that. Because you have very little time before you will be found out unless you stop at once and stop gambling as well. You must give it up at this moment and turn away from ever doing it again and put back the money you have taken, every cent, right now if you want to escape this fate. Okay, there is a youngish black woman listening to this. You're a pretty woman, but you don't consider yourself a great beauty. You are really struggling financially. And you're really humble. You're just really just trying your best to live for the Lord, but you're really struggling to make ends meet because, unlike other women you know, you won't move a man in to help with your bills. Because you strive to obey the commandments of God. You are ignoring your own aching loneliness to do this. You know now he is talking to you, woman of God. Daughter of the Most High, he sees your pain. He sees the struggle that you are in and how you love his word and you continually shun evil, even though it means you have no friends. Woman of God, look up because your redemption draweth nigh. God is so pleased with you. You are bringing his heart so much joy. He is so proud of you. He delights in you. And he wants you to know that breakthrough is just around the corner. And I see your mouth dropping open when you see what the breakthrough is. God is going to make your integrity known. And people are going to start blessing you and giving to you. But more than that, and God says he is more than pleased at the way you dress so modestly because you know how to look like those hip-hop chicks look, but you have preferred to honor your king over being accepted by men. And God says to you, daughter of the Most High, your life is about to change forever because I have taken notice of your excellent spirit. I have taken notice of your sacrifices and your loneliness to walk in my ways. I have watched as you read my word and I have heard your prayers that I would bless others, even as you yourself are in such need. But you would willingly give up any level of blessing for me to help them. I see your heart. But you shall not need to, my daughter, for you are a true daughter. And I, your father, am a mighty God, rich beyond anything you could ever dream or imagine. And I say to you, daughter, that I have this day anointed you with an anointing to get wealth. I bestowed this anointing on very few of my children because very few have hearts pure enough to walk in it. Many of them would be taken over by greed, pride, and selfishness. But your heart is to help others, not live a life of indulgence. You will give into my kingdom work. You will help the downtrodden and you will feed the hungry. You will clothe the naked and help the sick. Do these things in my name, and I will continue to bless you. Sue or Susan, you are an educated woman, very constant, and your life is pretty predictable, which is the way you like it. But there is a new person coming into your life that's going to change your routine up a bit. I cannot see what area of your life they're coming into. I wasn't able to see very much on this word. The Lord wants you to flow with this change and not complain so he can work his purposes out in your life. That's all he told me for you. Okay, there is a tall, sort of a slender man with sandy brown wavy hair listening to this podcast. You look like you're about maybe 40 or so. I'm not great at guessing men's ages from how they look. You're alone. You're not in a relationship. I don't see any close family near you. You used to have a really good paying job, and something happened in the job market, and you lost your position. You have been struggling and really trying hard to get back that level of income. You don't smile much. In all I'm seeing, I see no smiles and no joy. A lot of your identity was tied up in that income. You considered it a personal failure that you lost that job. I think the reason I don't see you dating is because you feel without that level of income, you have nothing to offer. But the Lord says he will not allow the doors to open for you to go back to that job or a similar job. The Lord says he has something else for you. That's why you've not been able to go back to that. He wants you to know that what he has for you is far better. Put the Lord first, sir, and you will get far more back than what you lost. I'm not sure, but I think you might have lost it during the recession, but I'm not sure about that, the Great Recession. The Lord says what he has for you will be better both physically and spiritually. And he says that you will have far more than you had before when you had that job. Stop chasing wealth and seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, I went through something like that whole job situation years and years ago when I went to my first wilderness. The Lord had taken me out of the oil field. I had actually finished an oil and gas job, had gone back to Western Oklahoma, was just going to take off some time, and then I was going to go back to work. I had another job lined up. And when it came time to go back to work, He didn't let me take that job and go on to the next job. And I remember later, after I got through that, you know, getting through that wilderness, when He moved me to Dallas and I went back to work in office work, it was so hard for me because my identity had become so tied up with the oil and gas industry, because I loved my work out there. I loved what I did. And it was real hard for me to make that transition and get used to working in an office again. I wasn't making hardly any money. And, you know, in the oil and gas industry, I made pretty good. And in office work, you know, I was scraping by and barely able to pay my obligations. So I know what that feels like, and wanting to go back to what you used to do. I just felt like my whole life had fallen apart. So I can sure relate to that. You know, our identity is supposed to be tied up with Jesus, not with what we do down here or how much money we make or anything like that. But we're human. Okay, there's a man listening to this podcast. I think your name is Mark. Mark, you're being tempted right now by something you know you should not do. I think it may be drugs. You're thinking about it, and the devil is telling you that you will have a great time with it. You know other people who do it, and I think it may be crystal meth that you're considering. The guy who is offering it to you has ulterior motives, Mark. He is not the slightest bit concerned about your happiness. He is going to make money if you start buying that drug through his connections, and you, by buying through his connections, will be helping finance his drug habit. That's why he's trying to get you to do it, while destroying your own life with that drug. Mark, if you give in to this temptation, I see an overdose in your future. I cannot see anything on the other side of or after the overdose, so it may be a fatal one. This is not who you are, Mark. Run, don't walk, away from that man and away from that crowd, and don't ever go there again. You are putting your entire future at risk, even hanging out with them, because if a bust happens at his house and you're there, you will also be arrested. And then you will struggle for the rest of your life to get hired at any job, even scrubbing toilets. Run, Mark. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Stay away from that crowd. Okay, Crindle or Crindle or something that sounds like that. I don't know why, but I'm getting the word vein. And I think it's a blood vein. It could be a vein in the mining sense, but I think it's a blood vein. I think that I am seeing you are in danger of getting a bloodborne disease. I think that you inject drugs, and I see that you are able to keep from getting it. I see you know when you hear this what the risk is. You're listening right now, and you know why you're getting this word. Stop doing that, Crinnell. Stop. This is not a disease that can be cured, and it is not God's will for you, but he will not override your free will. You can't keep doing the drugs and just go, okay, Lord, protect me from that disease. He won't do that. That's not the way that works. Any area of your life that you sin in, you're opening the door to the enemy with. You're opening the door to him right there. And if you're sinning by injecting drugs in your veins, then you're opening the door right there for the enemy to come in. And believe me, the enemy's going to come in if you keep doing this. You've been warned. It is your choice. But God won't make that choice for you. Lena or Lynette, you're a pretty happy person, kind of jolly and cheerful, and people love that about you. If I knew you, I would probably call you Mama Lynn because of your nurturing personality. Lena, I see you getting some pretty bad news about somebody you care real deeply about. The Lord says you're going to want to crumble, but don't. As soon as you hear this news, he wants you to give it to him completely. And he stressed the word completely, like maybe that's not your nature to turn things over to him completely like that. I think this news has to do with a man who is related to you, like a brother or something like that, that you're real close to. The Lord wants you to know, Lena, that what is happening is all by His design, and it is going to have an incredible ending. So just flow with it. You are to be this man's tower of strength in this, because the Lord wants to use you to witness in this situation. Don't even give any thought to the when or what you will say. Just be willing, and the Lord says He will do the rest. He says you are going to be really, really happy about this outcome. Okay, I'm seeing three people. I don't think that you know each other, but you could possibly. I'm seeing you in separate houses. You three are going to begin having some pretty intense demonic encounters. All three of you have strong faith in the Lord. I've never gotten a word for three people like this before. I think all three of you are men, but I'm not certain about that. The Lord wants you to know that you have been chosen to be spiritual warriors for Him, and He is going to train you Himself in this way. He's going to put you into situations, and He's going to command demons to present themselves to you, and by instructing you what you should do when these things happen. And by the way, that also happened to me. When I lived at the old house in Princeton, there were demons that the Lord, I remember this one demon came into my room, and I said, Lord, and I knew who it was, because the minute it walked into the room, I knew who it was because I felt it. And so I cast it out, of course, out of my house. And I said, Lord, what is up with that? I didn't do any of that kind of stuff. So this was a demon of drunkenness, literally. And it walked in the room. It came into the room, and it felt like a really drunk person had just walked in. I said, Lord, I gave up drinking years ago. What is up with this? This demon. He said, I made him present himself to you so you'd recognize him if you ever encounter me. And I said, okay, all right. So that's one of the ways that he trains us. Yeah, I gave him a hard time about that. Anyway, okay. So he's going to train you by doing these things. You three are going to be trained as kind of an elite hit squad for him in these end times. And I have a feeling he's going to take you on some adventures, so get ready. Y'all are real adventurous, so that probably won't be a problem for you. He says to tell you there are very great rewards, that he already knows you three will say yes to this assignment, and that he is very pleased about that. One of you has been praying diligently for two young women. I don't know if they're your daughters, nieces, or maybe even granddaughters. I'm not sure. I don't think they're the granddaughters. I think maybe daughters or nieces, but you have been praying daily for them to get saved. The Lord says He's answering that prayer for you. All three of you are going to have some big prayers answered for taking this assignment. Just know that you will have that favor with Him as you step into this calling. Okay, this podcast is not going to be as long as some of my podcasts. Y'all have only got a few more words, but y'all hang with me. Okay, there's a woman listening to this podcast who has been praying for her son's salvation for a long time. Ma'am, the Lord says to you, daughter, I have heard your prayers. I see Him saving your son, and your son is just lit up with joy and happiness. And I see books under his arm, like he's going to college or maybe seminary or something. But it's like he can't stop smiling. He's so happy and excited. God's not just going to answer your prayers, woman of God. He's really answering your prayers. You know, sometimes we intercede for a long time for somebody, and God goes over and above what we ask. Y'all have heard me tell this story before. My mom interceded for me for over 10 years, and I was just doing whatever I wanted to do in all that time. Actually, it was well over 10 years, I think. And I know at least one of my sisters was also praying during that time. Ironically, the sister who's passed on, that was a sister who I'd led to Christ in earlier years back in the 80s. So it was really weird. She's like, what, you get me saved, then you go back into the world? What's up with this? But my poor mother, she told me one time that she nearly wore her knees out. She said a couple of times, I almost gave up. I said, I sure am glad that you didn't. But you know, the Lord didn't just answer her prayer to save me. Y'all see what happened. I mean, come on. God has a sense of humor, right? But He didn't just answer her prayer to save me. He took it a lot further than that. He turned me into a preacher. So there you go. Don't stop praying for your kids, because I'm telling you, God, He's listening. I know for sure He's listening. Okay, there is a man listening to this podcast. Your younger brother works with you. Your brother is about to have a very serious accident on the job, but you can prevent it if you will listen to this and stay alert, because you have a lot more experience than he does, and I see you stopping it. I'm not sure, but I think y'all might be in some kind of construction, but I see it happens on a day when your brother's not feeling very well, but he's still trying to work anyway because he needs to make the money. And I think that he's maybe taking a cold medicine or something like that, but I can see his face, and I can see he feels a little bit ill, and he's not very alert. This is a serious, life-changing accident if it happens. Don't let him work when he doesn't feel his best, because if he is taking any kind of medicine like that and he's drowsy, he's going to hurt himself really bad, like on a power saw. And I'm talking like cutting off a hand or something. I'm talking about serious, serious accident. I'm not talking about he nicks his finger. I'm talking about he chops off an arm or something. Okay. Do y'all remember? That's all the words I have. Do y'all remember that I posted, or I told y'all that I kept hearing in the spirit, deadly winter, deadly winter, and it wouldn't stop. It went on for days till I finally, when I released it, then it stopped. Something occurred to me today. What if all this torrential rainfall we've all been getting lasted through the winter? That would cause massive, long-lasting ice storms like nothing we have ever experienced before that I know of. The damage and the death toll of that, we could not even begin to estimate. I was just thinking about that tonight, and I thought, oh Lord, I pray that is not what is coming. Okay, I've got to share this with y'all. The neatest post came up on Facebook today. I get on my Facebook page and I just scroll when I'm waiting on something, or, you know, I got 2 minutes and I'm trying to relax. I don't want y'all to think I'm sitting around on Facebook all day, because I'm not, most definitely not. But anyway, this really neat Christian post came up. This post is about Psalm 23:5, where it says, "He anoints my head with oil." Listen to this. "Sheep can get their head caught in briars and die trying to get untangled. There are horrid little flies that like to torment sheep by laying eggs in their nostrils, which turn into worms and drive the sheep to beat their head against a rock, sometimes to death. Their ears and eyes are also susceptible to tormenting insects. So the shepherd anoints their whole head with oil. Then there is peace. That oil forms a barrier of protection against the evil that tries to destroy the sheep. Do you have times of mental torment? Do the worrisome thoughts invade your mind over and over? Do you beat your head against a wall trying to stop them? Have you ever asked God to anoint your head with oil? He has an endless supply. His oil protects and makes it possible for you to fix your heart, mind, and eyes on Him. Today and always, there is peace in the valley. May our good, good Father anoint your head with oil today so your cup overflows with blessings." Isn't that just beautiful? See, there are some good things on Facebook. Anyway, I just had to share that with y'all. I love that post. I've never heard that about the oil in the sheep before. It's late again, y'all. It's after 11 o'clock. So I was trying so hard to get some more words so I could go ahead and do this podcast for y'all. I was trying to get set up and actually do a video, but yeah, that didn't happen. But maybe soon, though. Anyway, I hope this is helpful for y'all, and I hope that the prophetic podcasts are a blessing to you, and that's why I like to do these for y'all, because sometimes you just need to hear a word. And the warnings, as unpleasant as they may be, some people posted on the YouTube version of last week's podcast that I was just, you know, fear-mongering or gloom and doom in it or whatever, and, you know, the words don't come from me. Y'all that follow me know that, the ones of you who follow JPH on the internet. But I will say this. If I was not right in some area of my life, I would want to know. I would want to know. If somebody close to me was fixing to have an accident, I would want to know. So I'll take the warning words along with the good words, because I'd rather know. I'm just saying, I would rather know. Anyway, thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great end of your week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you heard? The 2016 and 2017 messages have been published in book form. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss in the world around us. What is coming for our world in these last days? What does the Lord want us doing while we're waiting for His glorious reappearance? Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night each contain approximately 200 prophetic messages and visions from the throne room of God telling what is coming to America and the world in these end times. The Lord has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night, available now on Amazon.com. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write the Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.
Do you know someone who is going through a wilderness season right now? Have you heard about the Wilderness Companion Study Guide? It's a workbook with 41 lessons, including new stories from the wilderness and questions to help you work through your own wilderness experience. Read each lesson, then complete the questions to apply the lesson to your own wilderness experience. Get your copy of the Wilderness Companion Study Guide today and get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. The Wilderness Companion Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available on Amazon.com.
Do you know someone suffering from domestic violence or another form of abuse like verbal abuse? Did you know abuse has deep spiritual roots that cause abuse to be attracted to a person throughout their lifetime? Now, the Escaping Abuse Study Guide helps you discover and remove those spiritual roots so you won't be an abuse magnet. Get the Escaping Abuse Study Guide or get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. Escaping Abuse Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available now on Amazon.com.